Trans activist Monica Roberts is here to talk about being honored at the 32nd Creating Change Conference that takes place in Dallas, January 15th through January 19th, and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Monica.
Hey, how's it going?
Tell us about the Creating Change Conference in Dallas.
Really looking forward to it. I've been going to Creating Change since 99, and we hosted a Creating Change back in 2014 in Houston and made the next couple in Denver and Philadelphia. So one of the things I absolutely love about it is it's like a big old family reunion. So there are times when you get to see, you know, friends in the movement and also meet the up-and-coming activists and actually get a chance to learn new tricks as we gather for Creating Change.
How did you get involved?
The interesting story about that is I actually got involved in the movement because I got pissed off about an article that was written in Transgender Tapestry. They were doing a series, and this was back in 95, about out and proud trans folk. And so since it was a quarterly publication and I had a subscription to it, they were doing 25 at a time. So when the first 25 came out, it was many of the movement leaders of the 90s, like Phyllis Fry and Sarah DePalma. And the question I asked myself as someone who had been transitioning for a year at that time is like, okay, this is cool, but where are the folks who look like me? Where are the people of color in this movement? So I got my answer when I got the next issue. And they had a couple of people in that one that looked like me, RuPaul and Dennis Rodman. And RuPaul and Dennis Rodman were not trans, as we all know. And that pissed me off enough to basically motivate me to go to a gender pack lobby day that was happening. And I haven't looked back since.
What do you hope to accomplish at this conference?
Well, I know that I already had a panel discussion that I was participating in, teach some of the folks who come to our seminar about what's happening here in Texas, but also opportunity for myself to learn some things. And of course, see all my friends from around the country that made their way to Dallas this year.
You're going to be honored with the award for longevity in the movement. What do you hope to accomplish with your work?
I've been now 22 years in. The one thing that I want to accomplish is to leave this community better than when I encountered it. And also put us in a position so that trans kids and, you know, and our younglings who are either transitioning now or coming out don't have to struggle as hard as we had to.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration, especially heading into the 2020 election with the pending impeachment?
Won't be any movement forward until November the 3rd, 2020, and hopefully we are celebrating his removal from office. Because sadly, you know, and as it's become glaringly apparent for a lot of us, the problem is that only one party cares about human rights issues, and it's not the one that holds the Senate right now. So unless we get a Democratic trifecta, we're not going to be moving forward on any rights legislation at this time.
With LGBTQ teens already four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids?
Your best revenge is to not only live, but be more successful than your bullies. That's your best revenge. While it's not easy being pushed around and bullied by folks who are just mean and hateful, the bottom line is, yeah, we need you here. You're loved by your elders. and we want you to basically focus on getting that education and being that next generation of leaders that we know you are and just the wonderful people that you are.
How can people get information about you and also the Creating Change Conference?
For me, my blog, Transgrio, is transgrio.blogspot.com. And for the task force, you can go to the task force website and the Creating Change website to get information on this year's conference.
What other projects are you working on?
Right now, it's not a legislative season. Texas legislature only meets in odd-numbered years, so I get a little break from that. But my blog is going to be celebrating another anniversary on New Year's Day, so yeah, I'm always going to be writing in not only in Transgrio, but there's a column that I have for a local LGBTQ magazine here in Houston. Called Unapologetically Trans, that I write on a monthly basis. So that keeps me busy. Plus, a couple of the boards that I sit on, you know, from time to time, I'll be doing stuff with them. The BTAC conference, which will have me coming right back to Dallas in May for that event, and it's one of my favorites. And travel schedule for some of the collegiate appearances, so still trying to lock dates and stuff in for those.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
One of the things that has been unfortunately happening because of the rhetoric, the hate rhetoric coming from TERFs, coming from evangelicals, that coming from the Republican Party, the anti-trans rhetoric is leading to an unacceptable number of trans folks getting killed, with the brunt of that violence being taken by black trans women. In 2019, we had 24 trans people who were killed. 23 of them were trans feminine folks. And out of those 23, 21 of them were black trans women.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
There's a lot of people that I like. I don't have one particular quote. I love Dr. King. I love Barbara Jordan. I love James Baldwin. You know, one of my favorite Texas governors, Ann Richards, has said. But, you know, if I had to choose one, I would basically say what I said earlier. I want to leave a better world behind than the one I encountered. What that means is that we have legislation that covers all of us in the community. We have a ban on the trans panic defense. We have fully funded organizations that do the work, you know, for people of color, because, you know, our organizations don't get fully funded, I say, enough for us to do the work. And especially in Texas and the South, where we're the front line, and we're not getting the funding. Equity across the board, equity in terms of not only funding, but actually seeing, you know, qualified folks tapped to lead organizations, also seeing more people get elected to office, especially more trans folks. That's what that world looks like for me.